Good morning. It is 10:34 a.m. on February the 1st, 2025, here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Indeed it is. Mostly cloudy. It's really noisy. It's mostly cloudy morning. It's kind of grubby. Kind of gray looking. I mean, the sun's up above the clouds. It's shining bright on the tops of them. It's not shining bright down here. It's allegedly pretty warm. It's 46, 48 degrees. But it's kind of chilly. Without the sun, without the warmth of the sun, it's really chilly. My fingers are freezing. And it's almost 50 degrees, but I'm still cold. Go figure. Anyway, yesterday was kind of screwed up. I was hoping to get my writing in before the day took off this morning, but that didn't work out very well. Maybe I'll get it in this afternoon. I did manage to get the things done that I needed to get done yesterday, so that was a bonus. Anyway, one of the things that had to happen was just switching around the vehicle so that I could get the one I wanted to use most often positioned so that I could use it easily. With the kid bought a car. And so I have two cars in the garage and one in the driveway. So the one in the driveway will block one of the two cars. And what I wanted was to have the hybrid available. And I got that straightened out yesterday. I filled the gas tank with the last of the fuel points for that month, and I got the low tire pressure thing taken care of. I get the kid to her dentist office. To his dentist appointment at noon. Carved out the middle of the day. But I got stuff done. What I didn't do was remember to take my pills before I went to bed. I should have realized, because usually I go to bed and I read for about, unless the book is really, really good, I read for about 10 minutes. And then I have to put my phone away, because otherwise I'll drop it when I fall asleep. My wife has more than once come to bed and had to take the phone out of my hand and put it on the side table, which I appreciate, because otherwise it would have gotten lost and I would have been fumbling around for it when I tried to get up. But not last night. Last night I read for about a half an hour and still struggled to get to sleep. I should have realized I did not take my pills. And while my pills are not, the current regimen does not include the really drowsy one, the indomethacin anti-inflammatory. That's not in my calendar anymore. But Remeron, mirtazapine, is, and that has just the slightest edge to it that it'll start me yawning about anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour after I take it. And some of my ability to fall asleep has to be credited there. I was awake again at 4:15. Where are you, geese? I hear you. Ooh, that's a big... a lot of geese. And they're coming right over my head. I love it. They're all sorting themselves out. That's what all the yelling is about. Just like six or eight different V's. Oh, good morning to you too, Crow. I wish I brought some peanuts. There's six or eight different fairly substantial V's along with a bunch of loose stragglers trying to find a place to fly with. Pretty cool. I've heard geese. I feel better now. So, anyway, yesterday I didn't get my writing in. I was rather disappointed. By the time I got done with the morning and the noon and the dentist and the cars and I just sat, played a little X4 for about an hour. Fired up Ark Survival a little bit yesterday, day before yesterday. I played for about 15 minutes, I think, before I said, nah, I really don't need this game. Some more geese coming. Flying in the other direction. Oh, he's alright. Yeah, here they come. Some more. Another few strings behind them. A big strand, but it's all sorted out. That's why there's only like one or two honks. They're literally right over my head. But compared to the ones that are all disassociated, they're all, it's very quiet. They're all sorted. So, end of month, I have to do my accounting. I think I have all of my tax documents. I need to do that, get the numbers together and send them over to. My tax specialist. My wife does the taxes. There's all sorts of things I could be doing to keep from paying taxes. But the truth of the matter is, I just don't have that many expenses. It's just, it's not worth it to me to go through the extra steps. because what I'm going to save is not that much. That's all passed through at this point. But I do want to get back into the cat, because the cat is beginning to build up a little momentum. It's beginning to come together. I had a couple of sprints the other day, back to back, and it really got close to my 1,000 words an hour drafting speed. And I think the biggest difference between 500 words a day and 10,000 words a day is how many hours a day I spend actually putting words on page. Yeah, like this is some sort of wonderfully obscure magical incantation that the more hours I spend with the word processor typing on it, the more words through some sort of magic I wind up with at the end of the day. Oh, jeez, I pushed the hood back. That was a mistake. Yikes. That is a cold wind. It's going to be in my back in a minute, so it'll be all right. It's right in my face at the moment. Hi. The challenge is getting myself to actually do it. The press button, ADHD executive dysfunction is high. So perhaps I'll spend the afternoon, instead of fighting with Xenon and trying to get the cock off my back in X4, maybe I'll spend a couple hours even. Maybe do 4 sprints. See how that looks. The last couple of times I've done much better with the Bradbury advice of don't think. I just, okay, type what happens next. Just don't worry about it. What is it? What happens? If it's weird or stupid or inane, you can fix it in the second draft, but you can't fix the second draft until the first draft is done. It's sort of axiomatic. I finished Barrow King. That was I did 20 books in January. I read 20 books in January. It's weird. I read 20 books in January, but according to StoryGraph, I averaged 2 books a day. Now, I don't know how it rounds it. And it should have been 20 books in 30 days should have been, about 0.66. Books a day, which would be like 1.2 books every 2 days. I don't know. Coming up on it, get ready to say it with me, Monk Bust. Two days per book would have been 15 books and not 20. I was rounding error. I don't know, it doesn't really matter. It's my goal of 100 books has now had been satisfied 20%. Yeah, I'm probably going to blow by that 100 books by midsummer. Here, chickadee. So I started a new book. First book of a new series. It's not one I'm familiar with at all. Inker and Crown. Somebody, O. Russell. I'll put it in the show notes. Thanks for the reminder, Chris. I think it's first book free series, so I couldn't get a sample, so I just got the whole book. And was like, okay, yeah. I don't think I was more than 4 or 5 paragraphs in when I said, In spite of the fact that it was an odd start. It's one of those, a lot of characters thrown into the mix all at once, all coming from different directions. So there's this almost swirl of plot and characters and different people looking at their world from different perspectives, none of them seeming to intersect too much. Oh. Okay.
Get out of here. Oh. A
little chihuahua was going to keep me from coming onto their property. That's slippery. So anyway, this book started out really, really dense, and I'm not too far into it, but it's really really intriguing, really intriguing. So we'll see how it goes. I'm liking it. Of course, the scribe with his penmanship and the ink, the ink girl who makes magical ink. Has me thinking about the inks that I have. I inked a couple of pens yesterday. That was one of the things that chewed up the morning. Was my Safari AL ran out of ink, and so I inked another one, and then realized I didn't have one that was inked in black. I've got red and green and blue, but no black.
Hello.
Hello. So I had to ink a fifth pen, so I have one in black. One of them was a Parker 21 that I inked with the Red Dragon. Black pen, red ink. Ooh. And Red Dragon is such a rich, sumptuous red. Love it. The other one is like, okay, what have I got that I can do it with? And I found, I just pulled out, I had a wherever, a restored wherever. Lever filler, a very common old style pen, quite small, quite narrow, filled it up with Hiroshizuku Takisumi. Black. And holy cow, what a nice pen. I said just recently inked up a Black Forest. I think it's Hongjiang. Black Forest. Metal. All metal pen. It's like writing with a screwdriver. But it is so smooth. It's really quite a nice pen. I really like it a lot. If I had been thinking, I would have put black ink in it. So it's a black pen with black ink. Matchy-matchy. But no, I think I put some silly in it, like green. I have to look. But it's really hard for me to get beyond some of these pens. I lost two auctions this morning. Low ball bids on a couple of pens I would have liked to have had, but okay, I'm going to try to get across the street before this guy needs to have the lane. There we go. But some of the pens that write the best. My Esterbrook J, definitely. This Wherever. Fine Point, even. But really smooth Fine Point. My Safari, my original Safari. Still one of my favorites. One of the only pens I bought new was that Safari. The other one was Waterman Allure, which is another really nice pen. I really like the way it is. But they're relatively inexpensive pens. They're under $50. If you look around, you can find them for under $20. And I look at pens in the $250, $350 range, and I'm going, man, I don't write enough. I'd want to keep that pen inked all the time just to justify spending that much money on a single pen. And yet, I love that Esterbrook J and can't help wondering. Esterbrook still makes J's. What are these guys doing? They've got a tire strung up on a tree. Are they beating on it? Practicing sword strokes or trying to get an even beat going. Hard to tell. We meet again. Lady with the dog going the other way is now coming this way. But I look at those new, brand new Esterbrooks and think, But why? I have some pens that write really well that I like a lot. I suspect the day will come when I just pick the four or five that I like the most and take on the other side of the equation on eBay and start selling some of them off. Well, I got warmed up. My fingers aren't freezing off anymore. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.